What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, y'all. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If your holes are sucking us in live out east, isn't that time? Maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7.
I'm animated. I'm alive.
Maybe you've gone to download us as a podcast, your favorite podcasting application, or at crabdiving.com.
I love Satan!
However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap of fuckatoni Roni out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. All kinds of shit to talk about as the Republic crumbles around us.
Yay.
And we go even more into an authoritarian fuckhole. Thanks right. to the Republicans. Thanks, Republicans.
Yeah, but a lot of people say this is what you have to do to fix a broken system. You have to blow it up and rebuild it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody has to suffer for a few decades, and then we'll fix everything.
And I would say to that, evidence by what?
What are we talking? What do you mean?
What we just said. Where's the evidence that that works? Where's the example?
Well, Germany's doing okay now after, you know, a few decades.
So these idiots that want to blow up the system, are they okay with a Holocaust?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Well, yeah. You got to break a couple of eggs, according to them.
Who
to
are
make
the
an
eggs?
Omelet.
Well, you know who the eggs are?
Brown people.
Gay people.
Gay
poor
people. Right.
Lovely.
Liberals.
Oh, yes.
Us evil socialists.
Right.
Chris Matthews is really pissing me off these days.
I'm just
going to lay it out
deal?
There. I don't know. He's got the typical old man, ignorant old man fear of socialism, and he should know better. He should know better.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
But he's talking about being dragged out in the middle of Washington Square if socialism takes over here in America. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? They're losing their minds because Bernie won the New Hampshire primary.
It is. I think Chris Matthews has forgotten that the enemy is Donald Trump. The enemy is not fucking socialism. The enemy is the Republicans.
Well, right. And obviously the people want a little more socialism.
I mean,
one's talking about taking over the means of production. We want free health care.
Right.
No one's talking about taking over every single factory, every business, everybody wearing uniforms. Well,
yes.
Ryan is, but not most people are.
Right.
Ryan's joking.
Oh, yes. I just want to redistribute the wealth. That's all.
But, my name's Patrick Vile, by the way.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
Launched into pontificating.
Yes. And it's stupid. These old fucking white Democrats, these neo-libs from the Clinton era. What the fuck?
Well, older people in general, older black folk too.
Yeah.
Socialism, communism, eek, hide under the desk. The big nuke's going to get us.
Which quote unquote socialist candidate does Chris Matthews think is going to turn into a tyrant? Bernie?
Self-described? You think he can win? Self-described socialist? First time ever? Democratic Party, suddenly? We got a socialist?
Well, do you think a moderate
he's,
can
he's
win,
losing
Chris?
His mind. Of course. That's what he. That's why he's lathering Buttigieg's hole.
Yeah. But, like, what happened with Hillary?
And I like Pete Buttigieg. I like most of them.
Yes.
I'm not a Tulsi fan.
Right.
She's still in.
Great.
We lost Yang.
Yes.
Lost Bill Bennett.
Right. Who? Bill Bennett. Okay. Sorry, Bill. Go back to your anonymous life, which is...
But we'll get to that. I don't know if any of the headlines are, you know, everything moves so quickly in the Trump administration.
Yes.
Even though we had the first primary last night. Who knows what the fucking headline's going to be.
Right.
Let's see. Shall we join us on social media and all that shit, by the way, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Yes.
And if you want to help us out, go to our webpage, crabdiving.com. And check out all the awesome adage that going on there.
Oh, yes.
Click on whatever you find interesting.
Oh, yes.
And also crabdiving.com/Amazon will take you right to Amazon if you want to buy some awesome shit.
We get paid, baby.
In fact, over at the HuffPo, they know what's going on.
Yes.
It's a picture of three recent offenders.
Right.
Chuck Todd.
Okay.
Chris Matthews.
Yes.
And I'm at David Axelrod. I'm trying to remember. Okay. I see his face. I was trying to remember his name. David Axelrod. These three assholes have been on TV, and the headline says at the HuffPo, cable conniption over frontrunner Bernie.
What? To me, the point is, does Bernie have the support to win? Will people come out and vote for Bernie?
I think young people will come out to vote for Bernie, and young people hate them some Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And hate them Republicans in general.
And the great thing is, we don't have to sit here and explain to everyone how the DNC sucks. Sure, they do a lot of bad shit. They ain't Donald Trump. The enemy is Donald Trump, you fucks. Makes me insane.
Hello, Shelby, the intern, jumping into my lap. She's a dog, everybody. I'm sexually harassing a young college intern.
Right. Oh, yes. No.
Just so it says here at the HuffPo, just so we're clear, Senator Bernie Sanders won the Democratic primary in New Hampshire.
Yay.
He received the most votes. But this, who wrote this? Amanda Turkel over at the HuffPo.
Right.
But you might not know that if you were watching cable news.
Oh, yeah.
On MSNBC, Jim Messina, Barack Obama's 2012 reelection campaign manager, said the big winner last night could be Mayor Bloomberg.
Because
who wasn't on the ballot?
How does that make any sense?
Because Biden shit the bed.
Right.
And leaving that, moderate old white guy, laying wide open for the gazillionaire who's buying his way into the race.
Did they ever ask themselves, why did Joe Biden shit the bed?
Well, they're doing that now. I mean, he was in fifth place.
And
fifth place. Fifth place in this autoplay video keeps playing. Only we can hear it. Our friends out in the ether can't hear it, but it's making me fucking crazy. It keeps playing here on the HuffPo. Stop with the autoplay videos.
But you know why? Maybe Bernie's in the lead because Bernie is doing a good job of explaining whatever socialism is to him or whatever his policies are. I mean, maybe that's the case.
It's Senator Sanders' victory was narrower than it was in 2016, where he won New Hampshire, beating Hillary Clinton. But that was just a two-person race.
Yes.
Pete Buttigieg currently leading in the delegate count after Iowa fuckfest.
Yeah.
But Sanders did win the popular vote there.
Right.
Both of them have declared victories, blah, 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 in that state.
Right.
Sanders has, however, an online fundraising operation, they say here, unmatched among the rest of the Democratic field. He is one of only a few candidates with significant support among black voters. That's what I was. It was really funny. A whole bunch of the white pundits last night, including Chris Matthews and Steve Schmidt, were talking. And then, like Joy Reid and Karine Jean-Pierre get on and they're like, just wait till South Carolina.
Right.
Joint Reid even said the top three people here, they're the top four people here in Nevada. No, black people don't like any of them. Wow. They have almost no support among black folk.
I mean, if young people are coming out to vote for Bernie and African-American people are coming out to vote for Bernie and most people at these primaries are coming out to vote for Bernie, why can't the establishment Democrats do the bigger thing and get behind him?
Because they're terrified that Trump will beat him.
Yeah.
Because of the socialist thing. I also saw a story today. We've talked about this before. If just the story said, prepare yourselves, everyone. If the Democratic nominee is Bernie Sanders or Michael Bloomberg, for the anti-Semitism from Trump.
No,
and
shit.
The Republican, the tropes.
Oh,
they're not
yes.
going to be outright blatant about it, but it's going to be, you know, as close as Trump will.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump will be outright and blatant about it. And the Republicans will clutch their pearls and say, oh, I don't know if he should have said that, but, you know.
I mean, if this is the best chance to beat Donald Trump, then, hey, get behind Bernie. I mean, you know what, Bernie, the nice thing is.
Yeah, or Bloomberg.
Or Bloomberg, right. I mean, I mean, Bloomberg is a fucking asshole.
Well, yeah, I'm going to hold my nose and vote.
Anti-trans, racist.
I'll hold my nose and vote Bloomberg, but I would rather. I voted for Bernie in the last primary. I freely admit it. In 2016.
God, the stop and frisk shit is ridiculous from Bloomberg. I mean, God, what a horrendous asshole. But yeah, of course. Of course you'll vote blue. The thing is, you know what, Bernie? The nice thing is your supporters won't vote blue no matter what, but they will if you're running. So that's nice for you to do that, for you to win the primaries. At least we don't have to worry about your crazy lunatic zombie base.
So here at the HuffPo, it says, no one knows who will get the nomination, but Sanders is the front runner for now, yet cable news pundits went to great lengths to explain why, even though Sanders won in New Hampshire, it was actually really bad news for him.
Right. To me, it seems like these pundits don't want...
Well, they're saying that if you add together all of the non-liberals,
yes,
your Buttigieg's, your Klobuchar's, and your Bernie's,
right,
that if that went to one person who is going to occupy this moderate,
right,
kumbaya lane, then they would kick his ass. Bernie would obviously be losing.
You know,
if all the moderate, sane Democrats weren't, if the vote wasn't being split by Klobuchar and Buttigieg and Biden.
Yeah. You know what question I want to ask Bernie or anybody, any front runner of these debates? What are you going to do when he doesn't leave and you win the election? What's your plan? Because that's a reasonable question.
Well, it's not his plan. It's what will the Republicans do?
Right. Well, no. I mean,
will they finally
to...
say, fuck it, we're done with the Republic and we're going to back the dictator? Or will they decide to stand for America?
No, I think what they'll say is the Democrats cheated and the election's
well, that means
bullshit.
That means they're done with America. And
what
they want it to be an authoritarian dictatorship.
So what will our candidate do? I think that is a valid question.
That's when the...
We need to start...
You know, we do have to remember what happened the day after Trump was elected. And let's remember the Women's March.
Right.
And let's remember some of these other things. We've slowed down a bit because we're just exhausted.
Right.
But if some shit like that happens, give me a break. The cities will be paralyzed.
But I think that is a reasonable fucking question.
But the cities will be paralyzed.
We're not talking about it.
And the Republicans know that. So that's why I don't know how many of them will say, yeah, here, we're going to support the coup, the dictatorship.
I mean, look
takeover.
What happened to the GOP in that Senate, dude. That was a
but
joke.
But they're thinking he may lose in the next election.
So that's why they did that?
Yeah, they're hedging their bets. They hope he loses. They want him gone, a lot of these Republicans, but they don't want to lose their job.
Yeah.
So they have to suck up to him, lick his balls, so that his drooling... authoritarian bootlicking suckwad followers won't desert them in the next election.
Right. That makes sense. You know.
And if he doesn't lose and decides to go, that's when I think, I mean, I hope otherwise we're at civil war. I mean, let's run to Walmart and get guns quick
I'm just wondering.
We're white. We can pretend we're on the MAGA side and we can buy a bunch of guns.
I'm just wondering. Yeah, that's true. I mean, because it will be a thing. It will be a thing. And it's relevant because It already happened with Al Gore and George Bush. Al Gore backed down. Al Gore backed down, and he should not have.
He favored the...
He failed.
Well, I don't know what else he could have done.
Not
the Supreme Court ruled
concede.
Against him. Right, okay.
Stood up. You know, I mean...
Again, he said he conceded for the peaceful transition of power and said, fuck it. The alternative is grabbing guns.
I want to know if Bernie will do that.
Nobody wants to grab guns.
No, I agree, but I want to know what their reaction will be.
Our side doesn't want to grab guns.
Of course
guns.
Not.
The other side, I've got, I want to read some of that comment that I posted on, that I found on the WAPO. Did you read it at all?
No.
We'll do it now before we get to the, headlines.
Yes.
But, I was reading a story on the WAPO about the death threats that I think it was just some journalists or something that are asking questions about gun legislation or something.
Yes.
I know what it was. It was a Freedom of Information Act to a sheriff's department.
Right.
About their concealed carry permit holders. They wanted a list of all the concealed carry permit holders.
Right. Shit.
The sheriff complied, but the sheriff is a goose-stepping, right-wing, moronic, lunatic asshole, as
yes.
many sheriffs are.
Right.
And decided to email each and every one of those concealed carry permit people and let them know that this evil newspaper was demanding their information and the list of all of the concealed carry people. Why did this evil liberal lamestream media website?
But if it's, is that public record?
Of course.
Then damn, I mean, what the fuck?
Well,
anybody
right.
can request that
and,
shit.
And fuck this sheriff for informing these people that readily accessible data was requested. He
that
wanted to start,
thing.
He wanted to start shit. He wanted to incite
right.
the gun nuts against this newspaper, and it worked. So the story I saw in the WAPO was about how this newspaper is being deluged with, ironically, with death threats from the law-abiding
citizens who
just want to keep their guns to protect
oh, yes.
themselves.
From what? God, from what?
Thanks for your tweets and retweets, by the way, everybody.
Oh, yes.
We're at crab diving on the
right.
on the. There's nothing. There's no treats left. There's no Kong toy. The dog's
losing her shit,
bitching
man.
Under the.
Yeah.
Okay. This is
What's up, buddy?
Now I'm sure this is a troll, but this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paragraphs. So this ain't a bot,
right?
Definite troll. MAGA Fight for Right is the name.
Yes.
On the Washington Post.
MAGA fight for
comment
right.
section.
For your right to do what?
This is a story of talking about sensible gun legislation.
Okay.
All caps. We refuse to obey Democrat passed laws.
What?
All caps. We refuse to obey Democrat passed laws.
Or laws. Those are our laws. Or you could just say you refuse to obey laws.
Democrats are no longer valid Americans to us after their embrace of baby killing, MS-13 gangsters strolling over our borders, release of Kate Steinle's 6-time deported illegal alien killer.
Oh my God. God.
Drink. He used the name Steinle.
You fascist.
Which horrible tragedy.
Right.
But you can't use one instance to decide that that's
yes.
the norm. When we know that undocumented people that are here illegally commit crimes at a massively lower rate than anyone in the normal population.
Because they are afraid of drawing attention.
And
getting
most of them
sucked into the system.
The overwhelming amount of them are here to earn a living and eat and not get killed in their
yeah.
own country. there's more. Coddling of anti-Semite Ilhan Omar.
Oh my God.
The Democrats' racist plantation mindset that demands blacks
look at themselves as sub-citizens in need of Democrat assistance for money. And the nonstop obsession with denying 63 million Americans the right to vote for the president of our choice. What about the 65 Americans that voted for the that argument kills me.
Yes.
So many of their moronic
65 million
piles of shit that they yell. What about you're trying to ignore the 63 million Americans that voted in the last election? Well, what about the Electoral College ignoring the 65 million Americans that voted in the last election? They really think they should be able to rule from the minority. It's that simple.
And that's their narrative.
It's like South Africa.
Right. All of these people voted for Donald Trump, and the Democrats are trying to disenfranchise their vote by impeaching him.
Yeah.
That's the narrative. And that's the narrative Trump will eventually use to stay in office.
We in Trump Nation are committing ourselves to not recognize the validity of Democrat state Senate passed laws. And for those of us who are firm defenders of 2A.
Oh, God.
We are informing the 75 million of our fellow Trump voters. He just raised the number.
I thought it was 65.
Yeah, like 20 words ago, bitch. You just said 63. Now somehow you think there's 75 million.
Good
you think
God.
He's gained voters?
Yes.
We're informing the 75 million of our fellow Trump voters. They are under all caps. No obligation whatsoever to obey any Democrat passed laws if they do not want to.
God.
As a Dem passed law is not a legitimate law, given that it violates our federal laws, our Constitution.
We're just trying not, you know, there's 30,000 gun deaths every fucking year in this country. And there are some politicians out there
at the minimum,
that are trying to make that number go down because it's bad when you get shot to death, you fucks.
We call it the Anti-Democrat Party Constitutional Civil Disobedience.
God, you're
and
stupid.
We aim it directly at America's enemy, the Democrat Party of the United States, and its DNC public relations mouthpieces of the Washington Post and CNN.
Oh my God!
I mean, this is
of the Washington
this is Nazi
Post.
Shit.
Absolutely,
this
it's
is Nazi,
Nazi
shit.
Shit.
Now they're coming for us.
But they're
brown people.
Yes,
Trump is adding more countries that just happen to be from Africa. Dark-skinned African countries where they're Muslim. He's adding those to the no-fly list,
yes.
To the no you're not allowed in here anymore list. Going after LGBTQ rights.
Yes.
And now the people like this want all of us
right
to go in camps.
It's very fucked up, but you know what you're reading is very similar to how Donald Trump thinks.
Right.
And it sounds crazy.
And the knuckle draggers that follow him. This is a primo example.
Right.
This person is articulate. I haven't seen any bad grammar. I haven't seen anything spelled poorly. This is terrifying.
It, you know, it's terrifying. And also, you listen to these debates and how people are talking about the election. And I just see all the dialogue from the Bernie Bros on Facebook. And they are not. They're not alarmed enough about Donald Trump. They're alarmed about the DNC, and they're alarmed about a bunch of stupid shit.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're clued in to how fucked up things are right now. We are in a fucked up spot.
Yeah, Rachel Maddow seemed like shaken last night. They all kind of did. In the middle of the primary, they're doing the story of this Bill Barr shit and Roger Stone and Bill Barr, after Trump tweets, decided calling down there and saying, hey, lighten up on the sentence for Raj.
Yeah.
And then those four prosecutors quit.
Do you think Donald Trump is going through all of this trouble and all these assholes propping him up just so in the election, when he loses, he can just say, okay, goodbye, you're right. Fuck no.
I'm sure Bill Barr will stand up for the rule of law and
He'll stand up for
to
Trump.
Proceed, right.
Because all these little things that are happening, to me, it's like the way that the Republicans interfered with Iowa, like Donald Trump firing these
by trying to call
the
line and flood the reporting line.
They're seeing how far they can go.
I see a lot of posts or people are saying they're betting it's not even going to get to an election. that Putin and Trump have something.
Yes.
They know he's going to lose in the pot, in the vote, and they have something cooked up. They can't cheat enough because there are too many Democratic states and stuff. Yeah, that's something. They're probably brewing something up that'll allow Trump to declare a state of emergency, and then we can't have elections right now.
You know, it's so fucked up because I really feel like when I watch the primary and all this stuff, liberals out there, we are all under the illusion that we're going to get a mulligan from 2016. We will have another chance. And I think that's an American thing or something like that. I don't know. I think that was a fuck up in 2016, and I don't know how you fix it.
Let me finish this screed. The Boston Patriots who dumped the King's tea overboard did the same thing. We say no to Democrat passed laws, and we encourage law enforcement to join us.
Oh, great.
Many cops are doing just that, given the Democrat policy of encouraging crime in neighborhoods by disrespecting police.
Listen, the police are all in line with this shit.
Barr had another, said something again recently about, just what this thing said. We're encouraging crime by disrespecting the police.
God. You just want these cops?
By investigating police and saying, and being concerned about police misconduct, that's causing crime because we're not allowing the jackboots to go and destroy people's civil rights at whim.
You know what's fucked up is Trump's big slogan was lock her up in 2016.
Now they're saying that about Nancy.
Lock her up. That's the opposition.
In New Hampshire last night.
So we better expect that.
Yeah.
Because in 2016, everybody underestimated that orange fucking load, and now look where we are. When he says lock her up, he's going to fucking do that.
Where are we? Just a little bit more. The 2020 Democrat Party represents utter evil, in my opinion. They are anti-God, anti-Christian. Well, I'm anti-Christians like you, yeah.
Yeah.
Anti-common sense, pro-division.
Like
pro-division.
You talking about math, like long division?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You're so stupid.
Pro-division. The people that hate immigrants.
Yes.
The people that hate LGBT.
Oh, right.
Race baiting. Race tension creating.
Oh.
And economy destroying. Propaganda via owned media, standard media. Do not vote Democrat, people. Do not. Stop. Join our pro-Trump, pro-America, all caps, revolution.
Oh, shit.
Do not allow Democrats to destroy the American economy, sending our now very happy working class back into Obama-type poverty and unemployment, which was under Bush from the recession, and Obama made things better.
Hey, cops, I have a question for you. Let's say when Donald Trump says he's not leaving and people start protesting, are you going to get out your clubs and start beating people? Or are you going to join your fellow Americans and protest as tyrant? Or are you going to be a fucking bootlicker? You know what they're going to do.
Yeah, you guys are Antifa. You're terrorists.
That's so stupid.
Saying bad words about the president is terrorism.
Right.
Well,
you're saying Rachel Maddow was shaking about the firings, right?
Bill Barr with
Roger Stone.
Right.
That's fucked up.
And then Trump today tweeted, confessed.
Yeah.
And said, I'd like to thank Bill Barr for getting involved.
This is
when Bill Barr was like, I didn't get involved.
We're in the part of the horror movie where we can all see the axe murderer outside and he's murdering people and he's chopping them up. And we all need to understand that that's happening right now. There's no denying it. There's a guy with a chainsaw in the backyard doing loony shit. So now we got to figure that out.
Eric Swalwell just tweeted, representative from California. Donald Trump knows he can just pardon Roger Stone and move on. So why is he instead corrupting the Department of Justice to have them save Stone? Because he wants us to know they'll carry out his hits. Now is the time for prosecutors of honor to speak up.
Yeah. He's testing, right? This Roger Stone shit, he's testing it. He's testing it when he has to do it for Ivanka and Don Jr. And if that ugly, oh, the ugly child, Eric, gets in trouble, you know? He'll probably let Eric stay in jail. He didn't give a fuck about Eric or Don Jr. But Ivanka.
We've got, so that's the headline that we got here from the cable news.
Yes.
Pundits. Headline over at the HuffPo about these pundits on TV losing their minds. Even on MSNBC, the story of the Sanders campaign so far this year is how much ground he's lost from 4 years ago.
Oh, shit.
So they're adding up all of the non-Sanders people together, because the last time was two people race.
Right.
They're adding, and what was it? There were a couple people really early, right?
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't as diluted.
Right. And the other two people kind of bailed pretty early.
Right.
Two or three people that were running. Webb, remember?
Oh, my God. Yes, sure.
The basic Republican running as a Democrat.
Right.
But so now they have a point here. They're spinning it. This is where the corporate-owned media sucks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why do you think Chris Matthews...
Even the liberal station.
Why are Chris Matthews and Chuck Todd allowed to get away with mischaracterizing the socialism Bernie Sanders is talking about? How are they allowed to get away with that bullshit?
Well, and there's some pushback. I mean, Chris Hayes kind of went after Matthews a little bit. It was like, yeah. Well, that's not exactly, you know, what we're talking about. And you can see Chris Matthews...
he didn't like that.
Try to kind of pivot away. He didn't like being challenged, you know, but he wasn't... He didn't fight him.
Yeah.
He went on to, well, you know, I'm just talking about the perception of how people are going to see it. And is it going to work?
Perception.
Huh?
Why didn't he say that then? Why didn't he say the perception?
And Chuck Todd even said something about brown shirts, Bernie people.
Oh, God.
Which, you know, I mean, we feel him a little bit. We've had the wrath of Bernie scumbags. But I don't think they represent all of the Bernie voters.
No,
I think those are the online Bernie trolls. You got to assume a significant percentage of those are not real humans that are endorsing Bernie Sanders. They have other agenda.
Yeah. Right.
And one is being complete total assholes to everybody else and want to turn you off to Bernie.
Yeah. And maybe the nice thing is that if Bernie is the nominee, then his Bernie bros will go after right-wing nut jobs, maybe, and that'll be nice. And then they'll come out to vote.
We'll find out who the real bots are, because if it's Bernie versus Trump, there's no way in hell all the Bernie bros that are bots are going to support Bernie, and they got no other target. They're probably going to be like, that's when it's going to be like, you know, I really liked Bernie, but that's when they're going to start that.
Do you think...
I loved Bernie, but then the news will come out or something.
Right,
There'll be hit pieces, Oppo on him and stuff. I really believed in Bernie until I read this.
And all that shit will be targeted in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and all these battleground states where they're going to be fucking cheating anyway. See, Donald Trump is the incumbent now. He's at a position of power.
And him with the most money of any campaign in history, anywhere. Except Putin's.
This country needs to be worried. I mean, maybe the good thing is, in this election, let's say Trump doesn't leave, but the Senate and the House turn blue. Then they can impeach the guy again and maybe vote to remove him.
Well.
But then he still doesn't leave, but at least there's that.
But then they got to get 60. That is a really tough
That's
ask.
Tough.
But
what a horrible fucking system.
But if
we
they
have.
Get 51, at least they'll get witnesses next time.
No, oh, wow.
And they'll get to run the whole show and all the rules like they did in the House. Imagine, we wouldn't have had any hearings in the House if Republicans were in charge. It'd be Benghazi right now and full-time Biden stuff.
Yeah. When people say never again, I think they mean that never let a fascist.
Well, that's a Holocaust.
Right.
Saying, yeah.
And so, but we've done it. We've done it.
Well, we're on our
way.
No
one took him seriously. I can't say, no one took him seriously in 2016 for the threat he was. And to think that we were sold a bill of goods that Ivanka's going to make him better, that when he gets into office, he's going to be more of an independent and he's going to come to the center socially. He's a fascist.
We've got a there's that story I was talking about, the gun request.
Yes.
San Francisco Chronicle. A newspaper requested public documents on gun ownership. Now its reporters are getting death threats.
Oh, my God. These gun people. Why are you such little bitch assholes? Why?
This is California Sutter County Sheriff Brandon Barnes, who, if anything happens to any of these reporters, should be thrown in jail for murder.
You're right, right.
Tried for murder. First degree, premeditated.
And
he is
sheriff.
Inciting violence against these people.
He's a sheriff, and obviously
he's a scumbag.
He's in a position of power and authority, and people, what did he tell these people?
He acknowledged that he was legally obligated to give the Chronicle the names, the dates, and more about the county's thousands of permits.
Yes.
Data that an editor at the paper wanted to aggregate and look for trends or signs of the system being abused.
Right.
The concealed carry system.
Yeah. I mean, they're worried that people are getting a concealed carry permit and not jumping through all the proper hoops or some shit like that.
But a new battle began when the sheriff notified the gun owners about where their data was headed.
That's so funny. That's so funny that a law enforcement person is worried about data misuse. Are you fucking kidding me?
He mailed a note to every permit holder in his area.
Oh, God.
As always, I'm committed to protecting the rights of our citizens and those rights afforded to us by our Second Amendment.
Oh, my God.
You notice, not the First Amendment, the right to press, free press, and all that stuff.
They don't care about
that. No. They don't like that one.
Man,
it's don't like that one at
so
all.
So insane.
Free speech. They don't like that one.
I love that the cop is all concerned about how your dad is being used. You must be shitting me. I'm just reading how law enforcement is making like companies like 23andMe and some other fucking place turn over their DNA records or some shit. Let me rifle through your DNA inventory.
And they've won. Experts say years of backlash have helped make government records on gun ownership remarkably inaccessible across the whole fucking country. They also say it has dissuaded some reporters from going after data that's become a political lightning rod. Do you want to start digging into the abuse of concealed carry permits?
No, I mean,
if you've got some cumbag of a sheriff.
Some idiot.
Some goose-stepping fascist fuck that is going to display your name and everything and say, this reporter wants your name.
If so, what then? That's what I would ask that sheriff. Okay, the reporter has a list of concealed carry people. And now you told those gun owners that their information has been given to this this reporter.
Right.
What do you want people to do with that information then? What are they supposed to do? Contact the reporter? If so, what then? I'm just trying to figure out what the guy... What is he trying to get these people to do?
He says he understands... a professor, veteran of the media world who heads the First Amendment Center says he understands the concerns... behind uprising against newspapers' attempts to publish extensive personal information.
Yes.
He thinks reporters should have ethical worries about posting, say, a list and map of every handgun permit holder in the area. Well, I agree. As one New York paper did to great anger in 2013, under the headline, The Gun Owner Next Door, What You Don't Know About the Weapons in Your Neighborhood.
I love how the sheriff really is concerned about the rights of these gun owners. I wonder how many people he's profiled.
Correct.
I wonder how many bullshit searches he's initiated in cars.
This person says, I think in this case it was politically expedient for them to come out looking like they're defenders of the Second Amendment at the expense of the media. So this is that asshole sheriff trying to get votes.
Right.
Which is one of the reasons why we need to get rid of the sheriff system, the elected sheriff system. Get rid of them.
What is the point of a sheriff? Like, what is his job? What do they do? Keep us safe?
Well, in theory?
Yeah.
Yes. That's seldom the practice, especially if you're not white.
Dude, if you're a law enforcement officer, and would you look at the handgun deaths every year and say, geez, I think it would be better if we didn't have so many guns. I would have less murders to investigate. There might be less crime. But instead, this guy is concerned that more people have guns. This is dumb.
There we go. The new backlash toward the newspaper is inseparable from the politics of gun owners, many of whom, he says, are wary of media they see as having a liberal bias against conservative causes in the first place.
You know what's funny, dude? Let's say the shit hits the fan. Let's say Donald Trump doesn't leave when he loses, and people start rioting and all this other shit, and it gets violent. Guess what? The government is going to then come for your guns, maybe.
You're really right.
Yeah, but it's your guy.
Right.
It's Trump. What are you going to do about it? That's your man,
baby. That's that poem. You know, they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I didn't say anything. And then they came for the Jews, and I was a Jew, so I didn't say anything. And then they came for me, and there was nobody around to help me.
And they already came for people. There are people in camps.
Right.
Our prison system is chock full of people.
Right. Let's see how the Second Amendment holds up I don't think it'll ever get to the point, but if it got to the point that it was being used against the illegal government, tyrannical government, then it would be interesting to see how quickly the Republicans would shift on gun control.
Do they have guns in Russia?
White people. No, there's gun control in Russia.
Right.
White people can have them.
Oh, yes.
Did you vote Trump? You can have a gun.
Are you on the Never Trumper list?
Right.
Is that what it will turn into?
Well, they don't. Yeah. And ask them if they don't like that or not.
Yeah.
And they'll say, I don't see a problem with that.
You know what the next step is? Trump is going to say something like,
but we can't have a list of concealed carry.
Oh, no. Fuck no. Of course not.
Right.
Trump is going to say this when he's not leaving. He will say, okay, it's getting violent out here. We're nervous about all these people rebelling against the rule of law. And if you know your neighbors are doing it, or you see someone rebelling or looking suspicious, call this fucking number right on your fucking neighbors.
There's this podcast called Crab Diving.
Yeah, of course.
They said Trump's a cunt.
The president, they called the president a cunt. They said the C word. I was so upset.
Yeah.
Where's the respect for our president? Not like that Negro that was born in Kenya and Muslim.
The president ain't owed my fucking respect. Sorry. He works for me, that motherfucker. And he works for you. And you, Shelby.
We also have, let's see what else is going on here. I don't think I checked the Drudge Report yet.
Yes. Wonder what the drudgies are talking about.
I have to negotiate swiveling around with his dog in the lap.
Big ass dog to have in your lap.
New Hampshire burns. It says BERN. Get it?
Yes.
Pete still leads in delegates. Next stop, Vegas. So that's all it says. And they don't, but they don't. There's no freak out.
Right.
In these headlines. I don't see any crazy freak out in these headlines.
Yeah.
It's our side that's freaking out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But the other side probably isn't freaking out because they're like, oh, great, Bernie's a socialist. That's how we're going to win.
Maybe.
Or if it was Pete Buttigieg, it'd be like, oh, great, we're just going to do a bunch of homophobic shit.
Oh, God, that was another thing I saw was, you know, let's not fool ourselves and think Trump's not going to pull out the entire anti-gay agenda.
He is the
Pete Buttigieg wins, Trump will be like, do you really want, you know, we're for family values in this country.
Yes.
And do you want someone that's against the Bible? Do you want, suddenly he's going to be all anti-gay.
Yeah. And these fundamentalists, these representatives that like Louis Gomer, that represent true mouth breathers, they'll be even more homophobic.
And do you want your children to look up at a picture and see a homosexual?
Donald Trump will appeal to the lowest common denominator of society.
Well, he does, yeah.
Always, no right. matter what. So, right. yeah, you're right. He will be anti-Semitic against Bernie.
Right, and anti-gay against Pete. Whatever it takes.
Yep. Whatever it takes, because if he loses the presidency, he goes to jail, right?
Oh, still, the SDNY is...
They are going to throw his ass in jail. Think about that.
Despite... Bill Barr's apparent attempt at diddling and what they're doing and stuff. They're notoriously independent.
Yes.
And they probably said, we're going right to the newspapers.
Yeah.
Mr. Barr, if you call us and try to
call
us off any of these investigations.
God. I mean, just think about it, dude. There's this episode of The Sopranos where, God, I feel like I just talked about this, where Tony was trying to talk somebody down from killing some dude that owed this other guy 30 grand. And the guy that was owed 30 grand asked Tony, say, hey, what would you do to make that? What would you do if you were owed 30 grand and the guy wouldn't pay you? He was like, well, you know.
Yeah.
These fucking guys are crazy. These fucking guys are nuts. I mean, like, the idea that Lev Parnas is like, two people removed from Donald Trump should make us all terrified. Donald Trump.
Two.
Yeah, maybe one.
How many pictures do we have of them with their arms around each other?
I love when people say Trump has ties to the Russian mafia. Trump is the Russian mafia. They're financing his real estate business. Where is the line there?
On Monday's Meet the Press Daily, Chuck Todd was discussing the state of the 2020 Democratic primary. When he cited a column at The Bulwark by Jonathan Last entitled Bernie Bros, an Internet of Beefs,
yes.
that had as its sub-headline, what if Bernie Sanders' internet mobs are an asset and not a liability? Well, he argued that there is a moral difference between Sanders and Trump supporters, but their alleged vicious online attacks are tactically the same. Interesting. Yeah.
Well, to me, what I get from that is they are both sides are equal or easily motivated by bots.
Chuck Todd said Jonathan Last put in The Bulwark today about how he looked at Ruth Marcus, a Washington Post columnist that was on the show. How Ruth, we've all been on the receiving end of the Bernie online brigade.
Yes.
Here's what Last says. No other candidate has anything like this digital brown shirt brigade, except for Donald Trump. The question is this. What if you can't win the presidency without an online mob? What if we live where having a bullying, aggro, social media online army popping anyone who sticks their head up is an ingredient for or a critical marker of success?
God. But also think of like what that guy is describing, how that is manipulated by these social media gulags in Russia or China or wherever the fuck.
Well, right. This guy says, tweeted about that, what I just read. What if you can't win the presidency without an online mob? MSNBC seems very frightened that ordinary voters, many of whom use the internet, may actually get to participate in deciding who wins the presidency.
Gosh.
Digital brown shirt brigade.
Wow.
For a Jewish candidate's supporters.
That's crazy.
Right.
But, you know, if you read, like, I'm friends with a lot of these Bernie bros on Facebook, a lot of comedians, and they really do equate the DNC with Trump. They really do equate Hillary Clinton with Satan. They equate Elizabeth Warren with Satan. With anybody that's not Bernie, with pure fucking evil. And that's why they're scary. That makes me feel a little better. If Bernie's nominated, I like it because at least they will vote correctly. Hopefully.
And vote.
Right. Right. They've bullied their way in.
Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, won the New Hampshire presidential primary last night.
Yay.
Just beating Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Scoring the first clear victory in the chaotic fight already. They're calling it chaotic. We've had two. We had one caucus and one primary, and already it's chaotic.
Yeah.
Great job,
is.
Guys.
It's crazy.
In his Tuesday night win. Oh, look at even Associated Press here. I'm reading just the story from the Associated Press. In his Tuesday night win, the 78-year-old Sanders, a self-described democratic socialist.
So what?
Beat back a strong challenge from the 38-year-old former mayor of South Bend.
Okay.
Indiana. Wasn't he still the mayor of South Bend?
I don't know, Pat.
The dueling Democrats represent different generations, see divergent paths to the nomination, and embrace conflicting visions of America's future.
Right.
Amy Klobuchar scored an unexpected third-place finish.
Yes.
There were a lot of people waving their jennies around for Klobuchar all of a sudden. But, like, our good friends... Karine Jean-Pierre and Joy Reid pointed out as I was watching last night, both black women. You just had the two of the whitest states in the union vote.
Yeah, they picked.
That's why they're saying, get rid of this bullshit. Why don't we have a California vote first? Or an Illinois? Or a New York? Somewhere
New
where
Hampshire?
There is a divergent... Yeah, even Steve Schmidt, the former Republican pundit who helped give us Sarah Palin.
Who gave us Sarah Palin. Thank you, Steve.
Even Steve Schmidt said, you just had two states where the Democratic electorate looks like the Republican electorate.
Right.
Everywhere else.
Yeah.
It's all white people, he meant.
And it is.
He said these two states are not indicative of the base of the Democratic Party. So to put so much... on these two ultra-white people states to set the tone for the whole fucking thing
is
bullshit.
It's
right.
Crazy. And why does it set the tone? I mean, why do
the media horse race?
Yeah. Because donors think if you don't do well in those two, how are you going to redeem yourself? I'm not giving you fucking money. And you're right. The fucking horse race.
Biden came in fifth.
Yeah.
Fifth.
And what is
in New Hampshire?
What is it that, you know, and the truth is, whoever wins, like, Bernie's not going to get everything he wants.
Nobody's going to get everything we want unless we get 66 in the Senate or 60 in the Senate at least. And keep the House.
But what we really want and what we really need is Trump to not be president. The planet needs that.
Thing. Yeah.
Because it's crazy right now.
Even if we lose the Senate and Mitch McConnell stays there. We just know that nothing horrible is going to happen.
Yeah.
For the next couple of years. And then maybe in the next midterms, we can get rid of some more Republicans and take the Senate. Maybe in the midterm of the next Democratic presidents.
And I know I sound alarmist sometimes, but if you think about what is going on, I always think about what's the next step. What happens next? What happens next after, you know,
well, it's gonna
a bunch of prosecutors are fired?
We've said it. It's strap in.
When
it's going to get crazier and crazier and crazier.
Lock her up. He ran on lock her up. So I believe he will lock people up.
Well, yeah.
Because they're the opposition. And that's what totalitarians do.
And now he's got his fixer.
Yeah. Bill Barr. He's got his Justice Department.
But there's still a lot of people. I mean, we have to have hope in the deep state still, the good aspects of the deep state.
Right.
That there's still a lot of people that are that are have kept their heads down. And
I think what you hope is that some Democratic leader, if this happens and Trump says he's not leaving, someone will stand up and have a plan and at least give some direction. Will inspire some people. Something will happen. That has to be the hope.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes.
Coming up on the top of the hour here.
Oh, shit.
No traffic in Pensacola.
Right. There's a car.
This person tweeted, last year Chuck Todd admonished Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for accurately calling the concentration camps on our border concentration camps.
Yeah.
Now he's quoting someone comparing Bernie supporters to brown shirts. Hmm.
Well, I mean, if you talk about the actions and the tone of Bernie supporters sometimes, I really read through Facebook. Purported, they are fucking nuts.
Purported Bernie supporters.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm sure there are a lot of real ones out there that have been swayed by the purported Bernie voters.
But, you know, if he's the nominee, then that takes care of that big problem. They'll vote for him. Those little bitches will go out and fucking vote for him.
And hopefully we can get the socialist, get past the socialist label.
Yeah.
A lot of these pundits are like, he's not even a Democrat.
Yeah, he is. He's running as a Democratic nominee. I mean, what
but
else?
He's been an independent for his whole career.
Yeah, yeah. But so what?
The, I guess Barr has agreed to testify.
Yay.
At the House Judiciary Committee next month.
Who gives a fuck?
Appearing for the first time as questions swirl about whether he intervened in the case.
Right.
Longtime ally of Trump, Roger Stone.
Question? What? What is the question? Did he do it?
March 31st, he's supposed to. So
okay.
You got a month and a half.
So wait, did he intervene?
Well, Trump tweeted that he did.
Okay.
Trump tweeted, I want to thank Bill Barr for intervening.
So you could say, from that, you could say he intervened? Probably. Do we need a trial to determine whether or not he intervened? I mean, like he fucking intervened.
Let's get ready. Newly bemedaled Rush Limbaugh.
Oh my God.
I saw a great political cartoon. It was heaven.
Yes. The band?
Clouds and everything.
Okay.
And there was a line at a wastebasket, and there were a bunch of medals in it, and Rosa Parks was standing next in line. Martin Luther King had just dropped his Medal of Freedom in the trash.
Right, right.
People that really deserved.
You know who got a Medal of Freedom?
Medals of Freedom.
In 2010?
Who?
Maya Angelou.
Oh.
Obama put it around her neck.
I believe Biden has one.
Yes. And who else? Who is the latest one? Rush Limbaugh. That's right.
Rush Limbaugh.
Boy. Maya Angelou.
Ching chong, ching chong, chong chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong. That was Rush Limbaugh doing doing a Chinese accent.
I think he's a racist.
Days after being awarded the Medal of Freedom during Trump's State of the Union address, right-wing talk show host Rush Limbaugh has wondered aloud on his show.
Yes.
If in a general about how in a general election face off, Mr. Man, Donald Trump would have fun with Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg's sexuality. So here's Limbaugh gleefully waiting for all the gay jokes
to have fun. That means normalizing homophobia, emboldening gay bashers and things like that. Didn't hate crimes go up significantly since Donald Trump's been in the White House?
Yes.
Great. Good, good, good.
Limbaugh said the Democratic establishment is faced with some hard, cold truths about the state of the race over the fact that Democratic socialist Bernie Sanders is the front runner, followed closely by Pete Buttigieg, who Limbaugh pronounces Buttigieg.
Oh, God. How funny.
He said, so you're faced with dyed-in-the-wool socialist who's not even a Democrat.
God, this guy has the Medal of Freedom.
A gay guy, 37 years old.
Is that what he said?
Loves kissing his husband on debate stages.
So what?
Can you see Trump have fun with that?
Well, yeah, of course. Trump is a... that's a good limbo. Trump is an incredible bigot, an asshole. He's
Can
racist,
you see Trump
homophobe.
Have fun with that?
God.
A gay guy kissing his husband.
What else is a guy supposed to do with his husband? I mean, you know, guys are married to him. Where are these people going to grow the fuck up, man? Fuck off.
He went on to say that the grand poobahs of the Democratic Party probably think they can't win with Klobuchar either. Right. He said they think Trump will wipe the floor with her.
What do the polls say, though? Polls say Amy Klobuchar beats him,
yes.
Right? The polls say Bernie beats him. Biden? Does Biden beat Trump?
But then he said he doesn't think it'll be a woman because the Democrats won't allow Trump to beat two women in a row.
What does that mean?
He's delusional. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Right. Well, I mean, Trump, think about it like this. You don't have to change a lot of those campaign signs. If Klobuchar is a nominee, you can still chant lock her up, right?
They're sitting there and they're looking at Mayor Pete, 37-year-old gay guy, mayor of South Bend, loves to kiss his husband on the debate stage. And they're saying, okay, how's this going to look? 37-year-old gay guy kissing his husband on stage next to Mr. Man, Donald Trump. What's going to happen there?
Oh, yeah. Donald Trump's such a big man. Oh, look at that orange manhood.
God, these people really think he's like the epitome of masculinity.
Mayor Pete,
how sad,
in the military. I mean, not that, you know, we're going to get in some macho standoff or whatever. Let me ask you something.
Mayor Pete will destroy him. In, well, there won't be any debates. We've said that for a long time.
Well, listen. What about, let's address Rush Limbaugh's stupid fucking remark about Mr. Man or whatever the fuck. Do you think in a mano-a-mano contest, let's say a sprint, a foot race.
Okay.
Who wins?
Between?
Buttigieg and Schittler.
Are they taking more than three steps maybe? Because Trump could fall forward and maybe
Buttigieg could crawl and beat
his
him.
Hair may cross the line if he just tipped forward faster than Pete could start. They've got to be saying this is Limbaugh.
Yes.
They've got to be looking at that. They've got to be saying that despite all the great progress. And despite all the great wokeness.
Yes.
Oh, you know how he said that.
Wokeness. Despite all the great wokeness. And despite all the great ground that's been covered. America's still not ready to elect a gay guy kissing his husband on the debate stage president. They have to be saying this, don't they? Your Rush Limbaugh impersonation is haunting. It's scary.
It's rough on the cords.
But it's accurate. I think America is ready for a gay president, Rush. I don't think America gives a fuck.
Right. Who cares?
Fuck.
I'd rather not have a fascist president. I'd rather not have a rapist president, a racist president.
All you have
We've
to
had
do,
plenty of those.
Oh, yeah. Well, probably most of them.
You know. Yeah, sure.
You know, all you have to do is think about what does Donald Trump do with another 4 years? What happens when Donald Trump is running the country as if he doesn't have to get reelected. Well, wait a second. Let's say Donald Trump runs another 4 years. Will he ever have to be reelected?
Oh, no, that's why I tweeted.
This is all scary.
I tweeted yesterday, vote blue, because it may be the last vote you're going to get.
And, well, we may have already had the last one.
Well, we'll see, yeah. He's going to try. I would not be shocked at all if somehow he sees the writing on the wall when once the Democrats have a nominee and the polls start coming in. Hopefully he'll be surrounded by people that are telling him, well, you know, oh, we've got this district in Ohio and we've got this and that, you know, maybe they'll try to convince him that he's still going to win the Electoral College.
Yeah.
He's already said it. He's not going to try for the popular vote.
Right.
He's already said that. I don't want everybody to vote for me. I only want a few people in a few specific areas to vote for me.
See, all he needs is enough to justify his narrative that the Democrats have cheated.
And it's so much harder to win by the Electoral College.
Yeah. And if the Democrats cheated, that means they cheated during the impeachment. If they cheated during the impeachment, that means Schittler's first 3 years in office, they were cheated. And he's owed that. That is the narrative.
What was I talking about? Oh, Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh.
Are you going to do the voice more? That is a good one. And visually very disturbing.
He concluded his tirade saying that some Democrats may think that is the ticket and that they need to get a gay guy kissing his husband on stage. He said that a few times. He's really obsessed with Mayor Pete. Kissing his husband.
It's you know, Mayor Pete's sexuality is.
Oh, they need to get a gay guy kissing his husband on stage to ram it down Trump's throat.
Ooh, jeez, yeah. Ram it down your
really?
Throat.
He laughed. Have fun envisioning that.
in visiting Mayor Pete kissing his husband?
Yeah. You know what? They're going to love it. Trump's going to turn to Mayor Pete and say, "You're a fag." At least I'm not a fag.
You know, the thing with these homophobes.
Pardon me, people, but I'm trying to be.
Trump. You think Trump has said the F word? Of course.
Today. Right.
And the N word.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. You know.
Undoubtedly.
Man, I don't know. Elizabeth Warren totally out of it, though. Why aren't we hearing?
Well, it didn't go well.
Why?
She came in fourth.
Did not go well, but we'll see.
We shall see.
I don't understand it one fucking bit.
Well, Bernie. She's kind of in the Bernie lane.
And Bernie has more support than her.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're very, very similar.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he picks her as
his running mate.
Running mate, even though if he has a brain, he should pick Stacey Abrams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Because her narrative to me is very compelling that she was robbed. She was robbed by the GOP in Georgia because they cheated.
Yes.
Fuck. That's crazy.
Amy Klobuchar tweeted to Andrew Yang, "Andrew, I will miss you on the campaign trail. You've inspired so many new people to join politics. By thinking outside of the box, you will have a lasting mark in bringing new voters to the ballot box in 2020, and I've enjoyed hanging out with the Yang Gang."
Oh, that's awesome. That's nice.
I think it's amazing that he single-handedly has put the UBI in the national narrative as something to think about.
Right. That's nice.
Unheard of 4 years ago, just like Bernie. 6 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever, we wouldn't have been talking about universal health care without Bernie getting in there and yelling about it.
And that's something to look forward to when we smite the Nazis. When the Nazis are smited, we can do that.
God, that Rush Limbaugh story. Insane.
I mean, how is... To me, the confusing thing is, like, the White House is so corrupt right now. You know, and all the departments are corrupt. They're led by evil assholes that run these cabinets.
Yeah, or profound. Well, and incompetent.
Let's say Bernie's elected, and he's able to go in the White House and start a government. How do we get rid of Putin?
Well, right.
And then the other thing is, like,
that's why we do. You know, we need to, this is one of those instances where, because of the blatant corruption and criminality, we're going to need to look at our previous administration. We have the tradition of not going after previous administrations.
Fuck that.
But in order to change, we need laws to protect us. We need laws from this. That's what I saw earlier. Yeah. Some of a progressive who's got hope, who says, well, what's going to happen is we're not the retaliating type. We may not go after these people and want them all thrown in jail, but we are going to want laws to prevent them from ever happening again.
Yes.
We want laws that a president shows your fucking tax returns. We want laws. We want a law that says a president can be indicted.
Yeah.
A sitting president who commits crimes can be indicted criminally.
Well, what, you know, with that though, doesn't that just involve going in some, ripping up that memo from Watergate? Isn't that
No, Congress passes a law and there's nothing the Department of Justice can do about it. They got to follow the law.
Yeah. But I thought that was about precedent.
In normal cases, they follow the law.
I thought it was about
not Bill Barr.
I thought it was a guideline and not a law that a sitting president can't be indicted. It's just based on that stupid memo from Watergate.
It is. But if Congress passes a law, that would supersede anything that they come up with.
Oh, I see.
Prevent them another Republican DOJ from getting in there and saying, you can't touch our president. Make a law so that you can't do it.
To me, it's weird, though, because why the only reason you have to follow what's on that memo is because somebody did in the past.
Well, and barely did.
Yeah.
I mean, and look where it came from. The guy that didn't want to get investigated, didn't want to get impeached, didn't want to get thrown out.
What the fuck? That's crazy, dude.
Well, I guess Deval Patrick is bailed.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Mike Bloomberg just tweeted, "Governor Deval Patrick is a great public servant who got into the race for the same reasons that I did. to unite the country and defeat Donald Trump. I know he will continue that fight. So apparently Deval Patrick also out today.
Right. God, if you're Mike Bloomberg, do you think that here's how I would think. Well, I'm a progressive now, but geez, in my past, I've got some real racist shit going on. In my past, I said some real transphobic shit. So,
oh,
maybe
you're hired. What? Oh,
oh yeah, yeah. What? No, no, no. He's not trying to be a Republican.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe they just all these old fucking neo-libs. Can't you get the fuck out of the way? And Mayor Bloomberg, no offense, the greatest thing about you is your fucking money. That's it. Without your money, who gives a fuck?
He's got some shit I agree with, but overall, in the spectrum, I agree with him less probably than most of the other Democrats that are running. You know, he's nowhere near a Republican, I wouldn't even say.
Of course not.
But, you know, billionaire, rich dude.
I think the problem with the Democrats is that eventually some of these older guys just won't stop. They just won't stop. Like, there's no reason Joe Biden should have decided to run. It was crazy.
Oh, here's a... Again, what happens if adults take over?
Okay.
And if you vote for the Democrats in your state to win, to take over the state legislatures. Right. Virginia again.
Yes.
Where the adults have excised the GOP cancer. Perfect. From the lead. Despite as much cheating as they could swing in Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
The Democrats still won. Democrat-led Virginia House of Delegates has passed legislation. This is the vote on the Electoral College to go around the Electoral College, which means that they want to award the state's electoral votes to whoever wins the national the popular vote.
Oh, wow.
That's the way we get around.
That would solve this.
That's the way we get around it, and we don't have to have a constitutional amendment, because that's in the Constitution, this Electoral College bullshit. But the Constitution's very vague about how one does that, and the Constitution allows the states to allocate however they decide.
What about states like Texas and Mississippi and Georgia and Alabama?
Well, they're not passing those laws.
Oh, okay.
But we already have. Once they pass a certain threshold, it won't matter. You know what I mean? Like, once they pass enough states that have enough electoral votes to ignore the rest of the red states.
Right.
Whether they pass this measure or not, it won't matter.
Yeah.
Because they'll be giving all of their votes to the winner of the popular vote.
Yeah.
And if they have more than 50% of the of that, then it won't matter with the states. Fuck them.
Do you think Barack Hussein Obama would have beaten Trump?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He beat Romney, but Romney.
Because black people were excited about.
Oh, that's true.
About Obama.
What about, you know, I guess it's still Michelle Obama's not running, even after all this shit.
Not running.
God, are you worried about our country? Come on.
So this measure known as House Bill 177 passed the legislative chamber 5146. If it's passed by the Senate, where the Democrats hold control also, and signed by the governor, Virginia would subsequently be entered into the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact.
Wow.
Which, under the compact, it means they agree to award the electoral votes to whoever wins the popular vote in all 50 states in the District of Columbia.
So that would change how people campaign then, right? And that could change. See, that's confusing, though, because let's say.
Well, then people are going to be going for where all the people are, where the cities are.
But like Bernie wins Iowa, Bernie wins New Hampshire, and then he's got all this momentum to be the popular candidate. What happens if...
Wait, are we... No, you're talking primaries. It's different from the national, like, from the general.
Fuck. Okay.
Different rules.
Right.
The compact will go into effect when the states cumulatively possessing a majority of electoral votes have joined the compact. So it's not... the states that have passed this aren't doing it yet.
Yeah.
It'll go into effect when enough states
Oh, I see.
Pass this law.
Oh, that makes sense.
That they then have the majority of electoral votes. But the red states are the little red states that have 3 or 4 electoral votes are pissy about it.
Of course not. They don't want to, they don't want to do anything like that. They don't even want to pass. What did we do yesterday? Marsha Blackburn. She voted. There was going to be some unanimous consent thing on election security.
Oh, election security.
And she blocked it.
Right.
She blocked it because she's not worried about the security of our elections.
No, they want insecure so that they can cheat and fuck with it and then declare find somebody fucking with it and then they can declare it invalid because they lost.
You know,
except the ones they win, those will be fine.
What was that race in South Carolina where there was so much corruption that they had to redo it again? Like they had people bringing boxes of ballots home and they were getting doctored.
Yeah, the dude with the absentee ballots, yeah.
What party was that?
That would be Republicans.
Okay. So, don't you think we know how Republicans feel about the elections? I mean, don't we know? They want to motivate them any way they can. They want to cheat.
So far, 15 states and Washington, D.C. have entered the compact.
Yes.
According to National Popular Vote, a nonprofit group that is tracking the status of the states on this issue. So they need a group of states with 74 electoral votes more.
Damn!
To join the agreement in order for the compact to take effect.
Right.
Then it just goes on to describe about how the past couple of Republican presidents haven't won the popular vote.
Yeah, so isn't that an issue? we aren't electing a president. We're not electing anyone. That's not an election then, right?
Right.
I don't even, what is the definition of an
election? If it's an aberration, a one-off, you could see, well, maybe something happened. But obviously there's a trend that we, the people of the United States of America, don't want Republicans.
Right. I mean,
yet they're being shoved down our throats for national leadership because of the influence, the over-strengthened influence of small states.
Yeah, yeah. And like tumbleweeds get to vote. That's what it feels like.
Right, right.
I mean, really. People are like, we don't want L.A. or New York or San Francisco to choose our president. There's a lot of people
We don't
there.
Want New York. We don't want 80% of the population telling us what to do.
That is where people live. Right. So you're telling me
we want the 20% of us to tell everybody else what to do.
It's still people. And you know what? You guys are in the minority, you fucking dipshits.
Right.
That's why our country's so fucked up.
That's why, what's his face? Carville was screaming. He's come out of his retirement and he's out yelling about the Democrats should be the majoritarian party because everybody agrees with Democratic policies.
Right.
90% plus background checks for guns.
Right.
70%+ women's right to choose.
And if they cheat, and if the Republicans continue to cheat, which they will, and they've always cheated, then what does that tell you? They can't win. They're not the ones that should be elected because they're cheating.
And they're having to cheat harder and harder.
Yes.
So all they've, you know, a lot of these comments I was reading, the more doomy and gloomy comments from fellow libs.
Yes.
Was this is it. Be prepared because the Republicans know this is their last stand. Trump is their last stand.
Yeah.
These white nationalists, these racists.
Right.
And these gun nuts and, you know, his basket of deplorables.
And his last stand, that sort of implies that he's on the defensive.
Well, he is. If we come out in numbers, he's gone.
Yeah. Well, that's not true.
In November. Well, yes, it is.
That is not necessarily true.
If there's enough numbers, there's no, again, it's going to take, the military is not going to flip him. The military hates him.
Yeah.
For pardoning war criminals.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, if he wins and then someone takes him out of there, he'll leave. But, I mean, I think
he's not going to go easily. He's going to scream and yell and bitch and
get the courts
it's
involved.
Not real
and
all
get
that.
Get the Supreme Court involved, which he fucking owns.
Well, we'll have to see. We should go buy guns.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it is not a, I don't think I sound insane. It's a real possibility.
Well, right. I'm saying he's going to try. I'm saying he's not going to succeed.
Oh, I hope not. Yeah.
I mean, I don't, you know, I don't, of course he's not going to go easily. But it's not going to be, you know, a case where the Republicans are going to grab guns and set up bunkers around the White House to protect him.
Oh, and
by that time, the cities will be
right
paralyzed because people will be out in the streets in the cities, and then good luck.
And I believe good luck governing. And I believe he'll leave too. It's a thing though, where what is the plan? I mean, it is a weird thing. We're in it. We're in it.
Well, Rachel said last night, we're still not at the point where he's lost in a court and said, fuck you.
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
Right.
That's the ultimate constitutional crisis.
Like you
said, we haven't been at a constitutional crisis yet because the Senate Republicans are complicit. So there's no constitutional crisis.
If
a court tells him, if one of these court rulings come down, maybe for his taxes or whatever,
and he doesn't,
and he refuses that or orders that not to happen and says, fuck your court. Then we're in the territory of the comment I was reading earlier where it's like, we're not following the laws we don't like. Fuck you.
You know, it's weird. Like, why, how could he get, like, to me, if he needs the, if someone wants the Internal Revenue Service to give his taxes over and a court says the Internal Revenue Service has to do it, how does Trump get involved and block that? Because
he made Mitch McConnell approve a new head of the Internal Revenue Service ahead of a Secretary of Defense, if you'll recall.
I remember that story.
Needed a Secretary of Defense, but Trump is like, no. More important, I like this guy at the IRS.
We gotta fast track this motherfucker.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, never fucking mind. I forgot about that one.
So that's what's going on there. Just kind of good. Thanks for tweeting and thanks for sending us DMs and shit.
No, that's right.
All that stuff and retweeting us.
Yes.
We love you long time. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We appreciate you. And we appreciate you, Jeff Bezos, great oligarch overlord.
Oh, is today Darwin Day? It is. Today's Darwin Day. Happy Darwin Day, everyone.
Ooh, do we get the Darwin Awards?
Fuck you, evangelicals.
Ooh,
and
yes,
your ridiculous hatred of science just because of your ridiculous book.
Right. But a book that's just kind of made up. No, it's made up. There's no kinda.
Business Insider. Authoritarian experts warn time is running out to stop Trump.
What do they mean? To stop him from what? From just blowing the whole country up?
Yeah, from declaring the Constitution invalid.
Yeah.
And he's going to take over.
Right. I mean, I guess you would think. Now, do you think Nancy Pelosi has a plan? Surely she does.
Yes.
And to me, you know, I know people hate on Pelosi all the time, but I got to tell you, isn't she the one that will have the plan?
Well, and yeah, and they're sitting around saying the same shit we are. He's not going to leave and things like that. And so, yeah, of course they're.
So when somebody says, hey, Nancy, he's not going to leave, what are we going to do? What does she say?
I don't know. I wonder
what she says.
I don't know.
Somebody should ask her. Somebody should ask her. Leader. I'm curious.
We've got Utah.
Fuck you.
Sovereign state of Utah. A committee in their legislature.
Yes.
Has supported and I guess has passed, and it's going to move on to the legislature.
Yes.
A bill decriminalizing polygamy in the state.
In Utah?
Mm-hmm.
Decriminalizing it.
Yes.
That means having more than one wife.
Or husband.
Or husband, yes.
Or both, if you're polyamorous.
You know, maybe it's my sexism or something embedded deep within inside me that I have no idea. Whenever I think of polygamy, I think of one dude having a bunch of wives. I never think about one wife having a bunch of dudes.
It's because it's a spank fantasy of the patriarchy, have a white Bwana dude with 50 women lavishing him. Holy
spank
shit.
Fantasy of the patriarchy!
But you know, to each. I mean, I have a problem with religious based bullshit. This this is because of the fundamentalist Mormons. But why?
Because they do creepy shit to kids.
Well, yeah, the age thing. But even if they're past the age of 18, it's coercion. I think it's religious coercion and subjugation. I don't think a lot of these women, if honestly shown the world and given a choice to get out of this shit, would choose this lifestyle.
I'm imagining they're isolated, right?
Right. And that's where the problem is. It's like with porn or prostitution. I find nothing morally wrong with any of it.
Yeah.
It's the way that the women overwhelmingly are abused in all of those systems.
And, you know, we have, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we do have evidence that in the past, religious institutions have taken advantage and done things to kids.
Ultimately, I think this concept of marriage, why is the government involved in the first place?
I don't fucking know.
Why do you have to go get a license to decide to live with someone for the rest of your life and declare your love for them? Fuck you.
Well, what the hell is this? That has to do with at some point, somebody got a hard-on for everybody needs to have a family. Everybody needs to have lots of kids.
Well,
and we want to reward our society for that.
And make it easier legally that you sign that piece of paper.
Right.
And then, you know, all of those hundreds of societal benefits suddenly rain down upon you that you can file joint land your taxes, you know, all this stuff. You don't have to have a will. All your shit goes to your spouse the instant you sign that marriage certificate, all that stuff. They become your closest kin legally. Yes.
Okay. I have a question then. So if you're a polygamist and you have 18 husbands, are they all covered on your health insurance?
Well, the question, that's where we would then have to talk about logistics involved.
Yes.
But ultimately, I don't give a shit if someone legally wants to be in a, if someone wants to be in a relationship with multiple humans, or multiple humans want to be in a multiple human relationship, make it legal.
And as long as I don't give a fuck.
As
everyone consented and nobody's like a 13-year-old married to some creepy motherfucker.
Exactly.
That's what everyone is concerned about, Mormons.
I don't have a problem with that shit. I don't care if you have...
We've read lots of stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, about these Mormons, and they do creepy shit sometimes. So do the Scientologists, the Catholics. They'll get the fuck out of here.
The newspaper noted the testimony of Shirley Draper.
Draper.
Who said she feared outsiders growing up in a polygamous community.
Damn!
She viewed everybody as kidnappers because we worried that that was the fate we could suffer.
Oh, shit. Kidnappers.
She testified alongside the bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Deirdre Henderson.
Deirdre.
Who argued that the state, to her Senate colleagues, that the state's current law classifying polygamy as a felony is unenforceable absent other crimes.
Oh, shit.
Interesting.
Meaning, like, if you catch someone being a polygamist, what are you supposed to do? Two in the head, one in the chest? What do the cops do?
The newspaper noted that there would be no jail time.
Right.
They're not legalizing it, but they're decriminalizing it.
Oh, I see. I see.
So you could get a fine and community service, but nobody's going to do felony time.
How many?
And I'm okay with that. As long as, again, I don't think that's the case frequently. I think a lot of this Mormon shit, these creepy assholes that have 20, 30 women, wives. that one guy that the picture here that they have, I'm reading from the version from Ross Story.
Yes.
The picture they have is of Warren Jeffs, president of the Fundamental Church.
Yeah.
Of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So it's a sect within the Mormon sect.
Is it like Opus Dei?
He has 65 wives.
Why?
Actually, I believe he may be in jail right now. He was convicted of two felony counts of child sexual assault. So there we go. He's currently serving a sentence of life plus 20. But a lot of his wives have been out there saying that they're still into him. They still love him.
I mean, does he get conjugal visits with all 65? How do you work that? That's a busy
Well, some
day.
Of them were underage, so that's probably.
So,
you know, a lot of the cases are guys like this. That's the problem. Yeah. That's the issue when religion is involved. It's not a consensual. It's not a bunch of hippies forming a commune and fucking each other and having kids and raising them together and being a loving family. This is This is a subjugation of 65 women.
Yeah, and you know what? You fucking know
Some underage.
I think so nuts. You think about groups like, you ever heard of the Juggalos?
Mm-hmm.
You know the Juggalos are what band?
Insane Clown Posse,
right? ICP, baby. They follow ICP and they're nuts, the Juggalos. And I think the Juggalos as an organization are on the FBI watch list.
Yes.
Are the Catholics
a little violenty? Well, I would think
talk about violence.
I would assume now. Yeah,
I mean, what about the fucking Mormons? I would send my, if I had a child, I might say, hey, yeah, go to the ICP thing. But watch out for those Catholics. I mean, maybe neither. I don't know.
So there you go. Maybe Utah will be your place to go if you want to marry a whole bunch of people.
No good parent would be like, listen, have fun at the ICP concert. Make sure you're home by 10, right? Would anybody say that? Have you ever been to an Insane Clown Posse event?
I have not.
I know a couple of Juggalos. They're nuts. I mean, they're crazy. I mean, they follow ICP. I don't know that they're Juggalos, but
there's a story out that NBC News, that a whole bunch of people were threatening a walkout at the Department of Justice to protest this Roger Stone bullshit.
Yeah,
but they're all afraid of Trump.
Well. God, you know, what are they afraid of?
I was told by a source of a talk of a protest today at the Justice Department of a walkout, but my source, this is a reporter, my source said they urged people not to do that because it was essentially placing a target on their backs, identifying themselves as somebody for the Trump people to be concerned. So that's what we were talking about earlier. We hope that there's still these deep staters who are horrified that have kept their heads down. And I kind of agree. If they had walked out today and staged a protest, you're fired tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because you're on the list now. Now they know.
Yeah. You're fired.
I'd rather have those people secretly there.
Yeah. I mean, somebody's got to stand up to this motherfucker.
He said, this is Ken Delanian at NBC. President Trump, William Barr, both saying they didn't confer about this decision to pull back on the sentencing recommendation. But my reporting is they didn't have to because Barr had installed a loyalist U.S. attorney. He pushed out the existing attorney. He was supervising this case. They put in Timothy Shea. I'm told he raised questions about pulling back the sentencing guideline. The line prosecutors rebelled and said absolutely not, filed the document. Barr and his minions at Justice weren't having it. They don't have to tell Tim Shea to make the changes. So that's it. They, Bill Barr pushed out probably a decent, sane U.S. attorney, installed a Trump whore.
Right.
So they don't even have to collude and make the phone call. This guy knows, if Roger Stone gets a heavy sentence, well, we're going to lower it.
God, that's evil.
So they may not have conferred. But like Ken Delanian say, they don't have to. They put the process in place. They put a loyal whore.
So, and then people don't want to walk out and protest because they're worried they'll get fired. Yeah. They'll be retaliated against or some shit like that.
Also scary, which... I just don't think this is not going to, this helps our cause, actually.
Yes.
The more he goes after Vindman, the more non-cult 45 people are horrified.
Yeah. See, I think that's where your hope is. Like somebody like Vindman, it's very easy to explain what happened to him, right? He's a war hero. I mean, the guy has a Purple Heart. He was
never had any complaints, never disciplinary actions, a stellar career. And
he
now
was injured
all of
by
a sudden,
an IED, right? And he helped people when he was on the battlefield, right?
I guess. Yeah.
So like, what the fuck? Anyone can understand that that is a good man, and you can get his story, right? You get his story. He told the truth, and Trump fired his ass.
Right.
That to me, should make all those people quit their jobs. They should walk out. They should walk out for him. Why not? He's got a Purple Heart.
And what does his brother do?
Shares DNA. He's related.
But remember, they
have
that conspiracy theory that the brother was the one who read the who got the transcript of Bolton's book and leaked it to the press.
Oh God! Didn't they just want to justify?
That's not true. There's zero evidence, but that's in the fever swamps.
So what are they worried? So what happened? What do you think they're worried about? The people at the Department of Justice that don't want to walk out, are they worried that they'll be retaliated against and their families?
Probably, and then there'll be nobody left.
Yeah.
Trump will have succeeded in a complete purge of the Department of Justice of anybody right. with any scruples and ethics.
Damn.
Now Trump, did you see Trump wants the army to go after Vindman?
Holy shit. Yeah, oh, I did see that. The military's going to look into
it. He wants him investigated.
Right, because he's saying that Vindman maybe didn't follow the chain of command when he went around the other dude to report the inaccuracies with the summary.
Yes. Trump on Tuesday said the military will likely look into disciplinary action against Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. Just days after the NSC official was ousted from the White House, this is going to be up to the military. We'll have to see. But if you look at what happened, they're going to certainly, I would imagine, take a look at that.
God.
He said the military can handle him.
Is there any reason at this point to point out some hypocrisy that's flying around here? Because, you know, didn't Trump intervene on behalf of some Navy SEAL that was truly murderous? And like
yes,
people.
his own people testified against him.
But Trump stuck up for him, right?
Yeah, Trump overruled his Department of the Navy guy. That's why that Department of the Navy guy quit.
But he wants the military to go after Vindman.
Well, yeah.
It's crazy. That's crazy!
Because his Navy SEAL sucks his dick.
Yeah.
And he even said he's going to take the Navy SEAL on campaign rallies with him.
Wow.
Here, look at, here's the guy who illegally killed Muslim people and tortured them. Isn't this great?
And he
shot a little Muslim girl in the right. head from a thousand yards away for no reason.
He's protecting you from brown people. And because of that,
I saved him.
Yeah. Because bad people wanted to punish him for protecting you from terrorism.
Trump said, I wasn't happy with Vindman and his twin brother. Even though the brother has nothing to do with it.
Right.
Trump, of course, unable to provide evidence or specific examples, said Alexander Vindman reported very inaccurate things about the perfect call with Ukrainian president. That's okay. Alexander. His brother.
Yes.
We still can't figure out.
He's just related to him. He went after the guy's family.
It turned out what he reported was very different. And also, when you look at it's not true.
But the message.
There's nothing Vindman said that wasn't accurate and wasn't backed up.
So am I right to believe that this action by Trump is a message for anyone else?
100%.
That wants to stand up to this thug, that this is what happens.
That's,
you
yeah,
get fired,
I saw
it. Your family gets fired. You can suck my dick.
I saw
I'm
another story
anywhere.
About that. That's also with. The same theme with Stone. He could say, fuck it. Go ahead. Sentence him to whatever. I pardon you. You're
right.
done. But no, he's asserting his control. He's showing everybody that his Department of Justice is willing to be his hit squad.
And Lev said the reason Lev came forward was because he wanted to make some noise because he felt like if he was in jail, he was a target. If he spoke out against Trump in jail, he's
if he
vulnerable.
Didn't speak out because he knows shit. So he might as well get it out in the open.
This guy is a monster.
And protect himself.
This guy is a fucking monster.
Enabled by only because of the Republican whores.
Yeah.
Because of the complicit Republicans.
Does Nancy Pelosi understand this motherfucker's a monster?
Oh, yeah.
I think she does.
More
right?
than we do, I think, yeah.
I hope that's the fear, right? Because we had 2016 and nobody understood this guy was a fucking monster. They didn't treat him like that. Hopefully now people understand he's a fucking monster.
Army spokesman on Friday said the Vindman brothers were simply reassigned. They didn't lose their jobs. They weren't
yes.
kicked out of the Army. On Monday, White House counselor, Skaxis Barbie. We haven't heard from her in a while. Geez. Kellyanne Conway.
Right.
Insisted the Vindman brothers just got relocated, she said.
God, how does your husband live with you? How? I don't understand that.
In an interview, U.S. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy said Vindman was scheduled to come back to the Army in May after completing his detail assignment to the NSC. Anyway, he said Vindman will be sent to Senior Service College, where he will be taking on greater responsibility and strategic leadership.
Whatever.
He's coming back a couple months early. He's going to be at the headquarters of the Department of the Army, and then we'll send him off to War College this summer.
Where's War College, I wonder?
It's there in Washington.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. That's that story. But then the story today is that was yesterday that Trump was like, Vindman should, the Army's looking at him.
Yeah.
Or early this morning.
Right.
But Daily Beast was reporting that the Army... It's saying there's no investigation happening.
Damn.
Not that that doesn't mean there won't be.
Right.
But right now there is nothing. Nobody's investigating Vindman for.
But message received.
Being prosecuted.
For anybody wanting to stand up.
Right.
I mean, and Vindman told his story talking to Congress. So now it's a message that, let's say Pelosi introduces more articles or something, and they have another trial, another impeachment trial or a hearing in the House. What does that say to people that want to testify and tell the truth?
In an indication of how treacherous the military considers the politics of the Vindman episode, not even retired officers will speak on the record for this story. One source said, "We have every confidence that the Army and the Department of Defense will regard Lieutenant Vindman's truthful testimony in response to a legal congressional subpoena as entirely appropriate."
Damn. Jeez.
But another former senior officer
yes.
said, "Just because Vindman isn't under investigation doesn't mean his career is safe. In the military, it's up or out culture. Being denied a promotion to colonel by the next Army Promotions Board will essentially spell the end of Vindman's service." So he's a lieutenant colonel now. He's up for colonel. If they don't promote him when he's up for promotion, that's kind of how they push you out.
Okay. So now anybody understands if you're in the military, Trump is going to just take that away from you. Your career's done. God, who the fuck does this Donald Trump think he is? He is a failed real estate mogul who stumbled his way into the presidency, and he's now just setting the world on fire, and a bunch of racists and godfathers are helping him. This is just unacceptable.
Well, and I can't imagine
crazy
that his...
dude.
I can't imagine his generals and even Esper are real happy because Esper was like, nothing's going to happen to Vindman. I'll make sure he's protected. Don't worry.
Well,
right.
He was wrong. or he can't do anything.
Through a spokesperson, Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, declined to comment.
Why? You don't want to comment?
Ryan McCarthy, Secretary of the Army, said what I said earlier, that they're going to, you know, they're reassigning him, but he didn't say anything about any investigations or possible reprisals.
Right. Is anybody in the military saying what happened to Vindman is just bullshit?
The what?
I mean, I wonder, is anybody in the military saying what happened to him is bullshit?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
They're still pissed about the Navy SEAL bullshit.
Yeah. This is crazy. Because if you think about, like, who came forward in this Ukraine thing to the House to talk about the impeachment, I mean, these guys are State Department officials, right? They have authority.
Right.
Vindman's a decorated officer. If anybody can stand up to Trump, it would seem like he could, or the ambassador, or any of these people, you know? And
another former senior military advisor says we should all shut up, that just let Vindman go off, Trump will forget about him.
Yeah.
That by us continuing to, that by everybody continuing to, you know, talk about what's happening to Vindman, that it's going to keep it in Trump's crosshairs, right, and Trump's right, going to want to go after him more.
Maybe Vindman should run for office.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? I don't know. God.
One ex-officer says, is upset about, the military brass being silent about Vindman. It smacks of the craven careerism that has permeated the ranks of our senior officer corps.
But
it's definitely dishonorable when public accountability and public ethics are so in question that those people whose careers, ad blocker just pops up as I'm almost done reading.
What? Why is the intern trying to dig in the carpet? It's the carpet, buddy. You can't dig a hole in that. It's just not a thing.
No, she's losing her little mind. Yeah. I just want to read this last paragraph. Very irritating.
Yeah. The ad blocker. Oh, well. Yeah, it's bullshit, man.
You get the idea.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I mean, I guess I'm naive. I watched that hearing when Vindman testified and when Yovanovitch testified. To me, it felt like these people will make a difference. Their testimony will make a difference.
Well, I think they did to a lot of people, but, you know, the Trump base is being told that they're never Trumpers.
And they're not worried about the optics of firing a guy that was injured.
No, he's
by
insubordinate.
An IED.
He was insubordinate, Ryan. He's insubordinate. He hates Trump.
I just can't.
Un-American. He's from Ukraine.
Yeah. They don't care.
He's not one of us.
And you can see it how Trump treated McCain. I like heroes that don't get captured.
Oh, I can't imagine one military person voting for him. I mean, it just shows you how craven Trump supporters are.
Right.
That especially anyone that was in the military, after what he said about John McCain and other things, you're just a fucking moron.
And Vindman was clearly doing his job. He wanted to correct the transcript.
Right.
That's it.
Right. And he was worried that there was a cover-up, which there was.
Yeah, there was a cover-up.
We have evidence of it, and it was proven.
Yes.
Yay, America. Yay, Republicans. You guys did a great job.
I mean, you
2016,
know,
2016, spectacular.
I think one of our listeners put a meme up on their timeline. It said something like, if you continue to repeat lies over and over again until they almost seem true, you will turn into a Republican. That's true.
I've got a really quick, I saw over at the Right Wing Watch.
Yes.
I've got a, quick Baker clip, I believe.
Hey, Jim Baker. Hell yeah.
Now
he's a pro Trump guy.
Oh, yeah.
He loves Donald Trump.
He's also selling some shit.
Ooh, oh,
yeah. Just so you know.
Now, Donald Trump is a big time Christian.
That's this influenza.
That's why these evangelicals love this guy.
Oh,
right?
Sure. He's, yeah.
Oh, fuck. His
entire life has been walking with Jesus.
Yeah. And I just heard one word of this clip. Are they going to try to say that gay people are creating the corona fucking virus?
This influenza that is now circling the globe, you're saying that silver solution would be effective.
Well, let's say it hasn't been tested.
So, listen to this. I don't know who this asshole is, but this is some of this silver bullshit, this colloidal silver.
Yes.
This bullshit, woo, that is, you know, you can get it at InfoWars.
Yes.
It's all this conspiracy bullshit.
Right.
And of course, you can get it at JimBaker.com. So here's Jim Baker asking, I don't know who this woman is that is helping him hawk this shit.
Right.
But listen to what he said. So this influenza that's going around. So this can help. And then she goes, well, it hasn't been tested, but
it hasn't been tested.
This influenza that is now circling the globe, you're saying that silver solution would be effective.
Well, let's say it hasn't been tested on this strain of the coronavirus, but it's been tested on other strains of the coronavirus and has.
Now, it sounds to me, I'm not a scientist.
I believe this is inaccurate reporting.
I think we're hearing dubious science.
I think we're hearing
right?
bullshit.
Okay.
But at the bottom of the screen, birthday special, 4 Silver Soul 4-ounce gel packs. For $80.
What? Silver what? Gel packs?
Silver Soul. S-O-L. What is the brand, I guess.
Silver Soul is what? Is it silver?
This is that colloidal silver bullshit, I think.
What do you do with it? Like, how do you squirt it in rectally?
Well,
or?
Yeah, enema.
In your ass?
Tested on other strains of the coronavirus and has been able to eliminate it within 12 hours.
Yeah.
Totally eliminate it, kills it, and deactivates it.
Yeah.
And then it boosts your immune system, so then you can support the recovery, because when you kill the virus, then the immune system comes into action to clear it out. So you want a vibrant immune system as well as an ability to deactivate these viruses.
That's so good.
This influenza that is now circling the globe.
Oh, I'm sad they cut that off at the end.
Oh, that's the end?
Yeah. I said it was
Fuck
a short
them.
Clip. That's all we've got. I'm sorry.
It
it's only 40
part.
Seconds.
So this. I'm just going to squirt this silver in my eyeball, right? Or what do I do? Do I suck it? Do I drink it? Do I rub it on my face?
I think you consume it.
In
well,
my mouth?
And also, how do they test this? Like, it killed the virus. Did they just pour it into a glass with a bunch of virus in it? And look, it killed it. Of course it's going to kill it.
Right.
How does it react in a human body? Well, we haven't tested that.
How does it boost my immune system?
Exactly.
They just say it does.
Well, right.
Is this the same shit that What's-His-Face sells, Alex Jones?
Yeah. Well, yeah, essentially.
Does it bother anyone if you're a right-wing nut job and you happen to listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, on the podcasting app, on Spotify? Does it bother you that all of these right-wing nut jobs with podcasts or whatever they do on the internet, they're all selling you the same shit?
Well,
does that bother? And Goop, too. It's all the same garbage.
No, they don't care.
Do I put this silver in my hoo-ha? Does it help?
So there you go. Go to JimBaker.com. And
right.
You can, for $80, you can get some, I don't know, some colloidal silver gel.
Yes.
All ridiculous.
Right.
And bullshit.
Meaning it's not tested.
I don't believe there's a lot of evidence that colloidal silver is everything they purport it to be.
Absolutely. Shit, yes.
And I believe there was a guy on television one time who had believed it so much that he drank so much of that colloidal silver that his skin turned blue.
No, okay.
Like, permanently.
Wow. But did he want that?
Was no,
that a
that's
positive?
That's not the it's not the goal he was.
Okay. He didn't want to be blue.
For, yeah.
Why would colloidal silver turn you blue and not silver?
Well, it does. It's kind of a weird.
Oh, it does turn
brownish, bluish, silverish. But you know, skin tone is involved too. So it's
doesn't anybody?
I guess if you mix the silver with the skin tone, it comes out some weirdish.
Cool.
Brownish blue.
Right. I don't know. It hasn't been tested. To me, this I would be concerned. I guess that you don't know what else it does. I mean, maybe it kills a strain of this virus. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it boosts your immune system. It probably doesn't. But maybe it gives you cancer.
That's so great.
Yeah, is it?
That's so great.
And we don't know that Lori Baker was talking about silver. She might have found a pill in her purse and been like, that's so great.
Oh, that's it.
I think that's it.
Some Xanny dust at the bottom of her purse that she's
I found a
hoovering
spare,
up with her left nostril.
A spare Xanny bar. Good for me.
I just sent you a picture on the Facebook.
Oh, the guy? Oh, my God.
The silver guy.
That's not real.
That's real.
That guy looks like that?
Yeah.
Who is that?
He's a guy that OD'd on colloidal silver and believed these hucksters for so long that he drank gallons and gallons of it and it's permanently stained his skin.
Does he really? I mean, this looks like fakeness.
No, it's real.
What's up with his suspenders?
I can't testify to what the colloidal silver did for his fashion choices.
Well, I don't know. What does it say about me? I'm like, his skin does look weird, but those suspenders are bizarre.
You're upset about the suspenders.
Well, about both.
Let's get out of here. We'll do it again tomorrow, everybody. Thursday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Hi, Shelby. 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on your favorite podcasting applications and always available at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, his Instagram, or his Facebook, which is Radar Comedy. Or go to his website for his schedule, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
I guess you could probably get colloidal silver at Amazon if you go to crabdiving.com. /Amazon.
You want our listeners to look like this guy? I mean, God.
No, I'm just suggesting.
Yeah, yeah, but you can do something with colloidal silver that's... I mean, what do you do with it?
I don't fucking know. We got to get out of here. Oh. Thanks.
They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look, you wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick it up.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.